for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome back. Morning, morning. We're back. We're live today, and John Party will be in later today to play. And good morning, studio!
Morning!
Your dog lost 5 pounds, huh? How about that?
Six.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was pretty proud of myself and her because she needed to.
Yeah.
She's definitely gained weight, and it's bad on her hips, and she needed to lose it, and we went to the vet, and in 2 weeks, she lost 6 pounds. And I was like, that's right.
Isn't that on you?
Yeah, that's why I'm proud of myself. For her losing 6 pounds. But then I'm like, dang, takes me forever to lose 5 pounds. She does in like 2 weeks.
If your husband can control your food portions, like you control your dogs.
Yeah. And walk me.
Yeah, I mean, okay, whatever. Whatever you guys are, that's your own thing.
You guys
listen, you guys do what you do. You know.
A little peek behind that curtain.
No.
A little Oz seeing the real wizard.
Right, Amy, put on that dog leash. We got to go for a walk.
Some of it was difficult because she can't walk as much as she used to. Like, she's just getting old. Like, she can't. We used to go on 30, 45 minutes, sometimes hour-long walks, and now she maxes out at about 15 minutes. She's done. As long as she's been outside, she's kind of done her thing. She's like, she starts pulling me back towards the house. I'm like, okay, this walk's over.
Old dog.
It's hard to keep her lean.
Congrats on that 6 pounds, though.
Thanks. I mean, she got on the scale, and I was like, please, please, please. And they were like, she's down 6 pounds. I was like, what up? Yes.
Man,
I know.
You're happier about that than anything.
Well, because it's good for her. Like, I felt like a bad mom when they're like, she's getting overweight.
So you're happy for you?
For us.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, our family.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Woodbridge, Connecticut firefighter named Scott Blake. He rescued a pit bull named West that had gotten stranded on the side of a cliff. The pit bull got stuck on the rocky cliffside, had nowhere to go, couldn't turn around and get back. So the firefighter got in the harness. He said, lowered him 60 feet, scooped him up, and now they're trying to find the owners. And
wow.
If they don't find the owners, he's going to keep the dog.
Oh, that'd be cool. How'd you get that dog? Well,
I know.
Harness myself up.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. Like, he went in, hung over a cliff, and rescued a dog.
Yeah, you should name the dog Cliff.
Well, problem is, if the dog didn't already have a name, you can't change people's names.
Unless it's not on the collar.
I'm going to call you Marie.
Is your dog's name on his collar?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, mine's not.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make me a bad dog mom?
Yep. No, as long as they have a way to contact you. Is he chipped? She chipped?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's chipped.
Okay, cool.
Cool. All right, good story.
Good dog mom.
I see you, Scott Blake, and good dog moms everywhere like Amy. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in weather news. Hurricane Irma is strengthening. Authorities are saying Florida and Puerto Rico need to prepare. It's a Category 4 hurricane. It could reach Florida this weekend. In Texas, the death toll from Hurricane Harvey rose to at least 60 people. Authorities are using drones to help find people and rescue them in the floodwaters. And finally, outside of Los Angeles, the fire is almost contained. They reopened the freeway. Evacuation orders have been lifted. They should have it fully contained this week.
A Texas couple had planned to hold a welcome dinner for friends and family before their Sunday wedding in Houston. But instead, those meals went to hundreds of Hurricane Harvey victims. They had a big dinner planned up, and it was divided up and delivered to hotels instead at the convention center. So they postponed the wedding until December as well. But I thought the story was pretty cool how they just donate everything.
Yeah. They're like, let's just go ahead and put this off. There's more important things at the moment than our wedding, which is crazy.
Saw J.J. Watt out doing stuff. I mean, that dude, He's gotten everybody to donate through him now.
Yeah.
But man, you talk about bring it to the forefront and everybody just come out and be like, I'm in, I'm in, I'm in. I mean, I think he created this, elevated the celebrity culture of donating. Because once one does it, seven do it, 25 do it. Once the Ellens get involved and go through the J.J. Watt, then a lot of other people do too.
Yeah.
I was watching the H-E-B, and H-E-B is a line of stores in Texas, grocery stores, the biggest chain. And, like, they're rocking faster than anybody else is, and they did the whole story on it. And it's because they're already right there. Like, nothing has to come in.
Yeah.
And the H-E-Bs were bringing people from other H-E-Bs to work at the H-E-Bs that were near where it's affected, and they're sleeping on people's couches.
Wow.
It's been pretty wild to watch how people are coming together.
And rallying, yeah.
And nobody talking about politics.
Mm-mm.
Like, of that, it's funny how much that doesn't matter whenever something for real is going on.
Right.
Like, when there are people that are actually hurting and it's time to walk out of your house and save people, and nobody's like, hey, what political party are you?
Yeah. Hmm. Who'd you vote for?
Yeah.
What's your religion?
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good, I hate that it has to happen or take something like that, but it's good for us to see and a good reminder.
Now Irma is coming.
I know.
And
I'm watching it.
I was too. I was watching the news, and they think that it even could turn north before it gets here. But they've did an emergency declaration for South Florida. I'm not sure. I haven't been a meteorologist long.
Yeah, but the governor's definitely asking for people to brace themselves.
Irma.
Mm.
What was it?
It's Latin.
Latin? That sounds like a grandma.
Well, I have a cousin named Irma. So Irma, that's how we pronounced it.
We'll go with Irma. I got a good one. Sometimes you just have to tell me something good. You feel wonderful about reading and then sharing. That's the whole point of this segment, is to share positivity with you here on Tuesday.
Tell me something good.
There's this dog named Derby. It was born as a puppy, and its legs never formed. And so basically, it was like four little nubs.
Oh.
And he really couldn't move around except for dragging himself. And as he got older, just dragging himself, and no one would adopt it. Okay, so what they... No, just listen. This South Carolina tech company, they made 3D printed prosthetics, and now this dog is running with these 3D printed legs.
That's crazy.
I don't understand 3D printers and how they work.
Me neither.
But all I know is I see the dog before and then after. They did like sculpting, and this dog thinks they're his legs, and he's running around.
That's
amazing.
So cool.
It's amazing. So shout out to those guys, 3D Systems and the Derby the dog. Somebody will adopt him now.
Yeah.
Amy, what's up?
Okay, shout out to Ray, who just turned 81 years old and celebrated his birthday at Cracker Barrel. But it's not just any old 81st birthday at Cracker Barrel. Him and his wife were also there celebrating the fact that they had officially visited all 645 Cracker Barrels in America.
They hit them?
Yeah,
we've been keeping tabs on this couple.
Yeah, that visit was the final one.
Dang.
For the party. And they, like, you know, formed a clap tunnel when they got there. The staff had customized aprons.
I need a clap tunnel when I come into the studio in the morning. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you're up.
Sheila is 68 years old. She's always been scared of heights. So for her 68th birthday, she went up in a plane with her five kids, and she went skydiving to get over her fear of heights at 68 years old.
Did all of her kids jump too?
Yeah. She went big.
Wow.
And she went home.
Were you trying to sing Tim McGraw?
Yeah.
She okay, went, I didn't.
Sky, like, live like you're not. Skydiving.
That's really not the melody, but
Rocky
we could tell you.
Yeah. No. Bull like Fu Manchu.
Okay, there we go. There's Tell Me Something Good. Thank you.
The Bobby Bone Show.
You ever heard of hat fishing? Not
no.
cat fishing.
No.
Hat
no.
fishing.
No. Do you use a hat to catch a fish?
No, but what you do is you try to trick people by wearing a hat so much they don't think you're bald.
Oh, Eddie.
Hat fishing
Like for dating?
Or anything, just with life. It involves that you actually never see their head because they're always wearing a hat. It's called hat fishing. So it's people pretending to be younger, hotter, by always wearing a hat instead of showing the top of their head. Hat fishing. What a funny term.
That is so funny. Eddie!
Okay. Eddie, hat fishing this?
Hey, give me a trophy. Sure. Give me a trophy. I've been hat fishing for about 5 years now, so.
But it's just a normal hat. It's not like hat with hair coming out of it.
No, you have to do that. But he always wears a hat.
Always I do. Wears a hat.
He even has this, like, dude. He's got baseball caps, and then he has, like, hipster hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a hat fishingist.
Why are you pulling the cover from in front of me?
Hurricane Harvey, the cleanup continues, and now everybody's looking at Irma. We were talking about that a minute ago. But what happens is they go in alphabetical order. After Irma, you have Jose, K, Katia. They go K-L-M-N, and they switch sexes every time. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, cool. Why do I even know? All right.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-Second Skinny.
Yesterday, nominees for the 51st Annual CMA Awards were announced, and Miranda Lambert is leading everybody, all the nominees. She got five, including nominations for Album of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year. Coming in close behind Miranda with four nominations, Little Big Town and Keith Urban. And then up for Entertainer of the Year, you got Keith Urban, Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, and Chris Stapleton.
I think Luke's probably the favorite, but if I were going to bet on one of them, I would bet on Keith Urban.
Okay.
I think Urban splits some of the Luke and Garth votes. I think Urban wins. I think Urban's deserving of it this year.
Yep. Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany revealed the name of their son. Not born yet, by the way. Just had a baby shower. Took a picture of the baby's room, and above the crib in big light up lights said Memphis. So that is...
Is that where they had the baby? I saw the picture. Is that where they had the... Is that where they conceived the baby?
I don't know.
That's what I thought.
Oh, good question. Yeah, I see. Yeah, I see what you did there. I don't know. Maybe it was Memphis, but that's the name of...
Maybe
their,
it was Memphis!
...of their unborn son. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Surf City, North Carolina. A 20-year-old man was on the run from police. He's running, running. He's like, I'll just jump in the ocean and swim away.
Ah.
So he jumps in the ocean, starts swimming. Only problem is there was a shark.
No way.
Oh, yeah. They got drone footage of the shark chasing him. And wow. He had to be rescued by police.
I thought he was just going to swim and like have to be rescued.
No, look at the shark going after him. He's
like, what are the...
The shark's in the circle and he's right there. The shark's going after him. Oh, man. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bones. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so I'm going to play for you. People saying their pet peeves, like the one thing that really annoys them.
Snoring.
Nose picking.
I don't like when people try to touch my face.
Uncleanliness.
When people don't know the words to songs, but then they still try to sing them.
People who chew really loud.
Chew with their mouth open.
People who try to sneak in line in front of you at like Starbucks.
When someone gets out the shower and the floor is soaking wet. How's the whole floor wet?
All right, your one pet peeve, Amy?
Wire hangers.
That's so weird to me.
I know.
Why wire hangers? Like, what happens when it messes with your head?
Don't know, but there's none in my closet. And if you go to the dry cleaners and come back with them, they don't make it to the closet. Sometimes,
what do you do with them?
Well, that I donate them. I do whatever. I get rid of them. They're gone. They're not. No wire hangers.
Lunchbox.
When I'm at like a concert and you run into someone you're not expected to see, and they're always like, "What are you doing here?" Well, I'm at a concert. I'm here to see the music just like you. I hate that. The dumbest expression. You're at the grocery store. What are you doing here?
Maybe it's like this time of the day, I don't expect you to be here because normally you're not here this time of the day.
What are you doing here? I feel like I say that.
Eddie?
Mine is I can't stand it when I open the door for someone or hold the door open and they don't say thank you. I don't have to hold the door for you. And they just walk on by like I did nothing for them. Pet peeve.
I don't like when the word literal is used.
Oh, yeah.
You hate that.
If you don't literally mean it. It's just words. Literal, and if you can't give over 100%.
I have a new pet peeve.
So it's like, 100, you say 110%. There's no such thing. The most that you can absolutely give is 100%. That's like saying I filled my car up plus. You filled your car up to the top, and then you just kept it flowing out. There's no such thing as more than full. Like, there isn't. The most you can give is 100%.
Okay.
And that's it. Mm. By the way, Lunchbox's mom is irritated because Luke Bryan played on Friday and she wanted to come up and he didn't invite her to come up.
Oh, and she loves
Luke
Bryan.
She loves Luke Bryan.
She loves Luke Bryan ever since iHeart Festival in Austin the first year. And every time she's like, they've been looking for a time to visit. She goes, why didn't you tell me he was going to be in studio? Oh my goodness, we would have made that week the perfect week and I could have sat there and stared at him from the couch. And I was like, Mom, you wouldn't have been allowed to come in anyway.
Yeah, she would. We had people sitting in here for that. We had randoms sitting in here for that.
Hey, you're not helping my case, but she was just talking about how much she loves Luke Bryan, and that'd have been so awesome to see him up close and personal.
Listen, I like Luke a lot. as a person. I don't really see Luke's like sex appeal.
Oh, I don't either.
Yeah,
I'm with you, Bones.
And I can usually go, okay, I get it. You know, but maybe it's the dancing or the. But to me, he just is a dude, like a normal dude, tall, can sing really well, has good songs, but I don't get the sex appeal.
That part has grown on me. I didn't really get it at first, but there's something about it. It's just like this goofy sexiness.
Yeah.
He's got a category of his own, goofy sexy.
Do I fall into that one?
No.
I guess not, huh? All right, John Party in about 40 minutes. She was a heartache on the dance floor. I'm gonna get him to play this on guitar for sure. I know he's bringing his music. So if you want to hear John Party in the studio about 40 minutes from right now, he's gonna come hang out with us. I like that guy. If you guys want to call us with your pet peeves, you can 877-77-BOBBY. We're talking about that a minute ago. Excuse me, 877-77-BOBBY. Fidget spinners apparently improve kids' grades in the classroom.
Interesting.
They've shown to increase the writing scores of elementary students because they focus. Eddie, do your kids have fidget spinners?
They do. They have like three each, maybe even four.
Do they collect a different kind of fidget spinner or do they just have them in mass?
No, they like different colors, and then now they have some that glow or they have light up or whatever. So they like those.
They're still a thing though?
Oh, they're such a thing.
What's
still
the next thing that we don't know about yet that your kids are doing?
Well, one thing that Junior has, my 9-year-old, he has a fidget cube, which is like a little cube with a bunch of buttons on it, and it clicks all kinds of clickers on it. Like a light switch on one, like a little like a lock combination dial on another. So there's that.
Is that like a Swiss Army knife fidget spinner?
That's not a knife.
Yeah.
I need that.
This week, today is Raymond, our producer's 32nd birthday. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday, buddy.
Raymond.
Yeah. What do you have going on? Anything cool?
Just a solid day at work today. I mean, I partied this weekend, so.
So you've already had your birthday.
Yeah, yeah. So that was really my celebration.
Did you go hard?
Oh, it was just me and my chick, really. We didn't have too many people around, but we enjoyed ourselves, watched college football, and just laughed a lot.
Hey.
That's all you can ask for.
That's all you can ask for, is laughing a lot.
32, and Ray will, like, forever be 25 in my mind or something.
Tomorrow, 3 days of Thomas Rhett kicks off on the show. So tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, Thomas will come in and play a song live. And it'll be one of the songs from his new album. The Cadillac 3 stopped by tomorrow, and writer Forrest Whitehead stopped by the Bobbycast tomorrow. On Thursday, Dustin Lynch comes by, and the NFL kicks off. So it's starting Thursday, Amy, it's all football.
Oh, no, trust me. Well, Saturday was like college game day kickoff.
Right, but that's only half football. NFL starts this week, so it's all football.
I guess in my mind, it has already begun.
On Friday, bunch of albums. Thomas Rhett, Dustin Lynch, Kip Moore. I think Kelly Clarkson's got a record. Somebody else got a record coming out. There's like five or six big ones. Also, It comes out, that movie about the clowns. The
scary one.
Mike D is our movie guy. Mike D answers the phones. Hey, Mike D, what's the appeal to this It movie?
It's supposed to be really scary.
Haven't they made it before?
It was like a miniseries back in the 90s.
Okay, it seemed familiar. Is it about a clown that kills?
Yeah, terrorizes some kids.
Kid and oh,
what?
He kills kids.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not cool.
Well, you think scary movies are cool though? Do you think like Chainsaw Massacre is all cool and good to go?
I think they're adults.
Are they though? But sometimes they're teenagers.
18. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
If they can vote, they're okay to get murdered in a horror movie, according to Amy. So you're looking forward to this one?
Yeah, really good.
The appeal of scary movies in general, I just don't like it. I don't like to be scared in real life. I don't like to be scared of the movies. I don't like that feeling where you're like, oh, that tight feeling you get. I don't like to leave a movie tired. A movie to me should be, you should go and enjoy something and walk out and go, I learned something. I feel a certain way. It shouldn't be, I feel tired and anxious.
Okay.
I went to Wonder Woman. And I'll talk about it later. Movie's pretty good. Movie theaters are dead. They're dead.
Man.
First of all, the tickets were crazy expensive. The theater was gross. You have to drive 20 minutes to get there. It's over. I've never been more convinced of one of my theories than going to a movie this weekend. It's over. 10 years, there's no more theaters everywhere. Alyssa in Columbus, Georgia. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Nothing much. Just heading to work right now.
Well, if you had a pet peeve and you had to name one, what would it be?
My biggest pet peeve is when I am having a conversation with someone or when I'm telling a story and I get interrupted right in the middle of talking.
Welcome to my life every morning on this show for 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
I'm basically living your pet peeve.
Yes.
Yes. Alyssa, thank you very much for calling. Hope your day at work goes good, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, let's go over real quick and talk to... I gotta work the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
What's happening? What's your name?
I'm Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay, what do you think about this?
About the pet peeve?
Yeah.
I don't know. My biggest pet peeve is probably when people chew with their mouth open.
Yeah, I guess it goes back to what you were taught as a kid. I don't know many people that were taught to chew with their mouth shut that still chew with their mouth open. So I blame the parents. If I see someone chewing their mouth open, I'm like, you didn't have good parents that taught you how to eat food.
Yeah.
I go up, I hit the old ancestry.com, and I blame the parents for that one. So, yeah, it is disgusting, though. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
John Party in about 20 minutes. Have I never going to get it? Before I do that, though, let me say that Crossroads Ford in Raleigh sent Dusty and myself a bunch of steaks because with my dog, something that I've done over the years, and my dog is terminally ill. And so what we've done for a long time, years, is have meat night. And we've been made fun of, relentlessly by this room.
Oh, for sure.
Because about once a month, I just order a bunch of meat and my dog and I just sit around the house and eat it. And so Crossroads Ford in Raleigh sent us a bunch of meat, a bunch of steak. So I appreciate that. Had a guy that sent me a painting. And I posted it on my Instagram. It's like one of the greatest paintings I've ever seen in my life.
Phenomenal.
It really is awesome.
The Mona Lisa puppies. It's on my Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones. So I appreciate listeners that take any time out of their life to even acknowledge the fact that we exist. So thank you for all that. Hung out with the dog a bunch. Like I basically just stayed home for 3 days with the dog this weekend. That's it. That's basically all I did. Made a point. Stayed home with the dog. I do have a never gonna get it though. Third of women say they are most jealous of this when it comes to their friends. All right? A third of women say this, they are most jealous of when it comes to their friends. A third of women say they are most jealous of this when it comes to their friends. Never gonna get it. Denise in Little Rock, never going to get it. What do you think it is?
I think it's their friend's figure, how their shape, figure.
Oh, like how skinny they are.
And in shape.
Or how booby they are. Or how booty they are. Yeah. No, that is not right. I'm sorry. Thank you, though. Amy, what do you think?
Oh, well, I had metabolism.
Oh, no. Like mine's. How about this? Kevin, what do you think? Never going to get it.
Their relationships.
Like how happy they are?
Yeah.
Which they're probably lying about anyway, like because they just look at their Instagram like, oh, they're so happy, but they're really not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not right, though. No, I appreciate that call. That's not right. Lunchbox?
This is easy. They all are jealous of their hair because Amy gets this a lot. People love her hair.
No. Oh. Eddie?
Dang it.
I'm going to go with eyelashes. Oh, that's a quick buzz.
Let's take one more.
I'm getting close, Eddie.
Amanda and Austin.
I'm going to say their job.
Oh, no, it's not their job. Are you jealous of any of your friends' jobs?
No, maybe just their engagement ring, but not their job.
That's the answer. I can't give it to you because that's your second answer, but that's the answer. Oh. The engagement ring.
Oh,
she was like, nah, not jobs, but engagement ring. But yes, that's it. Dang! Moral.
That's funny.
Amanda, that's a moral victory. What are you doing today?
I'm on the way to work right now.
Yeah, you live in Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I work at one of the Health and Human Services buildings downtown.
Ah, look at you.
Are you engaged?
How big's your ring?
What?
Nothing. Just we're just jabbering away. Hey, I appreciate you listening. You didn't win, but in our hearts, you're a winner.
Yes.
All right, y'all have a good day.
All right, appreciate you. Man, she was like, engaged ring.
Yeah, just casually she answers the correct thing. The
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's husband turned 40. And to me, that's not crazy. I mean, we're all getting older. But he's having sort of a midlife crisis, huh?
Oh, yeah. Like, one of the first things he did. No, actually, when he got out of bed, I was like, what are you doing down there? Push-ups. How many are you going to do? 100. Why? Because I can. Like, instantly he just started to have to, like, he's never gotten out of bed and done 100 push-ups. But all of a sudden, the day he turns 40, he's doing that. And then he's just like, look, I'm determined for this decade. He's like, my 40s.
Oh, this decade.
Yeah, he's looking at it as an entire decade. And he's like, I will be in good shape in my 40s. My 40-year-old self will be in better shape than my 30-year-old self. I was like, okay.
Well, that's but also got to be a cool thing, right? Yeah.
Hey, I'm impressed. I was like, hey, yeah, you do you. That's great.
You do you by, you do you.
Yeah, I like it. So then also, too, I felt like, oh, great, there's pressure for me. Like, so when I turn 40, which I it's motivation. Like, I got to be determined to take care of myself, too. Keep up with him. I like it.
Well, I hope that works out for him.
We'll see.
Next up, a Ferrari.
Hey, 100 push-ups, that's way cheaper.
Yeah. Let's do the morning corny now because John Party's coming in just a few minutes.
Okay.
And so we'll get the, because this is such a hard laugh, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That I just want to get it, I need to be able to catch my breath before okay. John Party comes in.
The morning corny.
Why was the clown crying?
Why was the clown crying?
Because he broke his funny bone.
That was the morning corny.
Terrible.
Terrible to you.
John Party in 10 minutes. Do you want to roll to Skinny real quick? Because we can.
Sure. Bobby
Bone Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Nominees for the 51st Annual CMA Awards were announced yesterday, and the big one, Entertainer of the Year. You got five guys battling it out. Five dudes. No females in here. But you got Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Chris Stapleton, and Keith Urban.
I don't think any of them are undeserving. I think you could argue that... Here's why Carrie didn't get in, because she announced her retirement halfway through the year. That affected it.
All right.
She was like, I'm stopping making music for a while. And I think in people's minds, that affected that. Because I would have put Carrie in there in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Miranda, is she touring like a real tour? Like, I don't... And it's all... her album's done great.
Yeah.
Album, radio, touring, extra. I don't think Miranda hits all those points.
Okay. Which so, she did get recognized. I mean, she got five nominations. So,
but
that's
just for
cool,
Entertainer but, right. of the Year, which is kind of like this all-encompassing award, I get she's probably the only interchangeable one that I could argue. But other, I have no these five that made it. I have no problem with. I mean, I like to poke holes in things.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem, because I looked at all of them, the only issue that I had with anybody being nominated was for Duo of the Year, and Maddie and Tay were nominated. I like them a lot. They haven't put out a song in over a year. Like, they haven't even put out a song. Mm-hmm. And so they get nominated. But it's all block voting and who votes for who where. I have no problem. But that Entertainer of the Year category, I'm glad Eric Church is in it. I don't know if he'll win or not. Like, I would bet my – I think Luke's the favorite, and I think Keith Urban is probably the one, if I were betting money – with my best return, I'd go with Keith Urban. Like, I would go with Keith Urban. I think it's his year. What else you got?
So on Saturday, Taylor Swift was in her best friend's wedding, and fans were waiting outside the church, you know, to catch a glimpse of her. But security guards held up two black sheets to block any view as she exited the church. So her fans started booing loudly, and they started screaming, Taylor, we thought you loved your fans.
She's at a wedding for a friend. Give her a break.
Two black
and the
sheets.
Old Taylor's dead.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, our old buddy John Party's here.
Hey.
Was Amy dancing for you in the hallway?
She was getting ready. She was warming up.
She walked.
That wasn't my warm up. That's my legit move.
Oh.
That's like the one move I have.
So
you got more moves than that, don't lie.
Amy would tell us.
John, no, stop.
No.
Once I said that. Like 10 years ago,
no.
I said this maybe once.
Amy told us she was such a good dancer that whenever she would dance, everywhere, people would just stop.
Well, mostly weddings.
And take notice that she was on the dance floor.
Like
yeah,
the,
I was like, the
like
heartache
the
on yeah. the dance floor.
She was...
It kind of fits the song. I'm not saying I caused any heartache by any means.
Maybe.
What happened in the hallway is my question.
He was out there, and right when I saw him, like, instantly I saw him, and it just, like, out of my mouth was like, he was a hot egg on the dance floor, and I did some of my little moves, and I was dancing with his people. Me and Donna were tearing it up out there. The hallway was our dance floor.
Do people just approach you, and instead of saying hi, just sing the song? That's an interesting thing. Do they just go, hey, I love, hey, I got a little dirt on my boots.
Do they ever come to you and they're like, hey, John, you got,
actually,
you got
the,
some on your boots?
Actually, the last person to do that, he, I think he was 7. Like, that's a true story. He, like,
and then walked, Amy.
He like, walked by me. And yeah. He's like, got a little dirt on my boots. He like, kept going by. He's too shy to say hi.
Oh.
You want to play us a song?
Yeah, I'll play Hard Eck on the Dance Floor if you want to hear that.
Amy, that's up to you.
Yes, I want to hear it.
So, John,
are you going to dance?
No. I mean, no.
No, she's not. Please,
yeah,
no.
No.
John Party's here. Tickets are on sale now for his headlining CMT on tour, his Lucky Tonight tour with Midland and Runaway June. So would love for you to go check that out. Probably just go to johnparty.com, huh?
Yeah, and then cmtontour.cmtontour.com.
Is that on? That's a double.
That's probably not
that's
it.
I'm betting
that's not it.
I mean,
at the end of your song, we're gonna know exactly what it is because we'll look it up.
It's confusing because I've messed it up so many times. It's like CN. I don't know.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. I'm obsessed.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good. A few observations. One, you're still not too big to do your own background vocals, and I like that. I wondered, is he going to do his own back? Because, you know, hot egg on the dance floor. You could have just let it go. But you didn't. You put in the work. And you said, hot egg on the dance floor. Hot egg on the dance floor.
It's
moving
fun.
Through my mind.
I could have changed my voice. Like, heartache on the dance floor. Heartache on the dance floor.
That's true.
Well, so what else did you observe?
Well, I also observed that as he was leaned over playing the guitar, Do you wax your chest? Do you have laser hair removal, or you just have no chest hair?
I just can't grow any hair.
Because I had, like, laser hair removal done, because I had odd patches of, like, it was like Sasquatch in, like, little parts of my body, and other parts, like, baby butt. You know, it was amazing. But then as you're leaning forward, I was like, he has no chest hair.
Yeah.
It's natural.
Yeah, I'll get, like, one weird hair on my shoulder and just pluck it, but this is about as big as beard I can get, too.
So you can't grow facial hair either.
Yeah, I always want sideburns. Can't grow sideburns.
Life's just not working out for you, man.
You know,
Interesting. Nothing's
going right for you.
I can't be cool. I can't grow a mustache now.
Fun fact.
But side note.
Yeah, go ahead.
I sent you a postcard. Did you get
it? I got it.
You got the postcard. Okay.
I got it. I posted on my socials, and we left for a few days right after that. And I don't think I have your cell phone number, but I did get it, and you sent it from California, and you were like, hey, congratulations.
I was in Santa Cruz.
And I felt like it was really your handwriting.
It was.
Because it was kind of like, it looked like John Party's handwriting.
I had to, like, proofread it a couple times. Like,
it was very nice.
handwriting.
He sent me a postcard that was like, hey, congratulations.
Yeah, I didn't see this.
For the
postcard.
Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
I thought it would be like,
that's
you
thoughtful.
Know, you get a lot of self videos. Hey, Bobby, hey, how you doing?
It was very thoughtful, and that's why I never talked about it on the air, because I actually personally thought that was really nice. And I thought, the next time I see him off of this magical land, I'll bring it up. But you brought it up, and I really appreciated that. And, I thought it was maybe a personal moment.
Well,
I didn't know you were
just
using it as collateral for on air.
It was kind of wild, like, what, July? I sent it. So I was like, did he get it? I didn't get any.
It only got there like 2 weeks ago. I think that you actually sent it Pony Express, like John Hardy would. Like, they came
actually, like, it sent it on a horse. It just slapped it on the rear. Yep. Go get him!
Here's Bobby.
Get that postcard.
All right, John Party's here. Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
John Party's here.
Yeah.
I mean, I go see him on tour. Did we find the website name?
It's confusing.
It is. I will give him that. Okay. Just go to johnparty.com.
That's what
y'all.
I say. Just go to
johnparty.com.
Yeah, go to johnparty.com. Yeah. So here's the thing. It's up to you. I know you have your guitar. If you want to play another song, you can. Yeah. You don't have to. Well, relax. Like,
no, this is our house.
Okay.
I'll play another song.
Can you play another one? That'd be awesome.
What do you guys want me to play?
This is our house.
Wow.
What is Amy, an Under Armour commercial now?
Represent.
Well, I mean, no, he's our guest, and he brought a guitar.
To our house.
So you make him play.
So you make him play a song. You brought it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just good. Like, John Party. I just remember first, Lunchbox and I ran into you on the streets like years ago, probably like 4 or 5 years ago. And I laugh sometimes when I'm like, I could not think of your name at all. And I was so embarrassed. I was mortified. What did I do, Lunchbox? It was embarrassing.
You said, you're that guy.
Yeah.
You're that guy. And he goes, you don't know my name. And she goes, you don't know my name either. And he goes, yeah, you're Amy from the Bobby Bones Show. and she goes, well, you're that guy.
I was so embarrassed. Like, I was mortified.
People tell me things all the time. I'm like, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't expect you to remember, but we came out on air the next day, and, like, Lunchbox made so much fun of me, and I was like, I felt so embarrassed.
No, but, I mean, I feel like, he's like, oh, I didn't remember your name. Like, I don't remember that stuff. It doesn't bother me. It's like, you know. But you're awesome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dance for me in the hallway.
You're welcome. You're welcome for me being awesome.
Do you remember, because our joke now about Lunchbox is, get this guy a Snickers bar.
Oh, I remember that.
He remembers that for sure.
You remember that one?
It was a good one.
So,
He was just tired from that day.
You're letting him off the hook.
What did you ask him that irritated him? No, not in a fun way.
I irritated him because I kept saying, man, how excited are you? You're opening up for the Raging Idiots at Nutty Brown Cafe.
Oh, back in the
Texas.
Day.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah. And I was like, aren't you excited? He's like, yeah. And I was like, you sound real excited, man. I mean, you're opening for the Raging Idiots. He goes, someone get this guy a Snickers.
Well, I was like, yeah, I'm excited.
Like, what do you want from me? I said, yes.
But his excitement, it was just like,
that's back in the day.
I'm excited.
Now Raging Idiots can't even get into your shows. We can't even get backstage passes.
Yeah, you can't.
Nah, we tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did?
It's too hard.
I didn't go through me.
Yeah, I even tied the postcard, and I was like, look, he wrote me this. I promise he wrote me this.
You need to put on a lanyard. Just hang on.
You want to play another song?
Yeah, I mean, you guys want one of my songs? I mean,
that's what Amy's asking. She got the jukebox. Amy, what do you want?
I mean, do you know any George Strait? Can you do a medley? Can you?
Wait, no, he doesn't.
He does do a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. I'll do this song. I practiced last night.
What is it?
It's called I Want to Dance With You.
Holy cow. Yeah. That was awesome, dude. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Man, so you hear him on the radio here do this. Imagine a full show. I hope you go out and watch John. You go to johnparty.com.
Do you like the guitar part?
I was going to comment on it. I could tell you practice it. And I bet you were a little a little tight right when you went into it because all the pressure was on it.
I have to say, you know, I've been on here a couple times, and this is the most comfortable, like not nervous now I've been to you guys. Because, you know, it's like Bobby Bones Show come in here like all like.
Is that how you say my name when I'm not around?
Bobby Bones Show.
No, I read it on the wall. It's what it says on the wall.
I don't know what I say.
Bobby Bones. But yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
Are you sure you're not nervous?
No, I wasn't nervous. I wasn't nervous today. The last time I was.
But not today.
The last time I was like a first number one push. So the first time I was like nervous. Then we played Dirt on My Boots.
But we've also got to know each other as humans.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I think that's helped a lot,
too. Yeah, y'all mail each other.
Well, but it's definitely helped a lot. Yes. And we've done a lot of outside other than the show. So, yes, it has helped. But, you know, you still...
Like, I know your dad.
You still got a microphone.
If I saw your dad, I know him.
You know Senior.
Yes, we hung out.
You hung out, and I had my own party place. Yeah. So you didn't drink all your guys'
and then
water
the time
or beer or whatever.
I tried to set him up with a friend while he had a girl he's dating in the next room.
This is a long time ago?
That was awkward. Long time ago. You're not dating her anymore, right?
We're still kind of dating, yeah.
Oh.
Amy, that's why I was like, why do you want to go?
Oh, my Amy.
All right, and that's a wrap. We'll see you guys.
I didn't know they were dating.
But it's still funny. She's like, she asked about her friend. And, like, literally, Summer was in another room. I was like, you got a picture?
See what I'm talking about? Okay.
You can get yourself in trouble. I refuse.
No, I was a joke. It was a joke.
I wasn't trying to get you in trouble.
All right.
Yeah, it was a joke, Summer.
Are you free, us, Amy?
John. Thank you for joining us, and
thank
now we're going
me.
To hit a commercial. We hope you have a great day. Namaste.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. The Bobby Bones Show.
Do you see where these UPS drivers were caught taking bribes to deliver drugs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just wouldn't be that hard of a bribe, I don't think.
No, probably not.
You know? Because I have friends that are UPS drivers. Not saying they would ever do this, but they're just regular guys trying to 9-to-5 it, like trying to pay, buy school shoes.
Yeah. I just wonder how they do you like, as the person that's going to do the bribing, do you get a heads up on like, hey, this is probably the guy you should ask? Or do you just, I don't know. Like, I'm like, because if you ask the wrong guy, he could tell on you and then boom, you're busted.
Yeah, I don't know about that telling on you stuff, because I definitely, listen, I wouldn't do it, but I also wouldn't tell, because you know what happens when you tell? Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, that's right, because especially in drugs, the cartel, I don't want to mess with them.
That's not, I read this wrong, it's not UPS, it's USPS.
Oh, the mail, whatever, I knew it was a mail carrier, yeah. Either way.
All the letters start to be the same. Here.
What they didn't know was that the drug dealer was actually working with law enforcement. And that these packages contained fake cocaine.
Again, 16 workers from 10 different post offices around Metro Atlanta. Horn would not say how much money the postal workers actually got, but he described it as a few extra bucks.
I got you with the twist.
They got got.
Man.
They got got.
They got got.
Yeah. I knew they got caught, but I didn't know they got caught because it was an undercover sting.
I had a friend once, speaking of UPS. And this is the USPS, but it reminded me of a story. He went and he had worked his way up from boxes and loading to loading the trucks to he was finally going to be a driver. He finally went and got his driving test. And you have to drive one of those big old brown trucks. And so they took him out and they were like, okay, time for your driving test, because he had passed the written part of the UPS test. And he gets out. And they're like, okay, let's start it out. And he pulls out on the highway and he stalls it out. He didn't learn to drive standard. And the UPS truck was a standard.
Oh, no.
And I was like, how in the world would you ever think you could pass the UPS test and not know how to drive a standard?
Yeah.
Do you know how to drive a standard?
I do not.
You don't know how to drive a standard?
But it's fine. I don't want to be a UPS driver either.
But what if you get stuck and you have to drive a standard sometime?
That's a really good question. I think I could figure it out.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, I had practice because my sister's car, when I was turning 16, hers was a standard. And obviously, like, it just made sense in our family that I would get her car and she would get something else. Well, went out to the parking lot one day at, like, I don't know, Sam's or something on a Sunday morning when it's empty. Tried to drive it, and my dad was like, okay, I think we're going to get you a different car. It just wasn't going to work.
I think I probably learned to drive a standard before I drove an automatic.
I got an automatic.
I think my stepdad took me when I was like 12 or 13, and we drove his old truck around in a field. I think I tore out the clutch.
Yeah.
Because it's random. But I drove when I was test driving Jeeps before I bought my Jeep.
Yeah.
I went and almost bought a standard because it was fun. It's fun. When you haven't driven in a long time and you get a standard, it's fun. But then it's like, do I want to do this all the time?
No.
Yes, you do. It's so fun. No. So much more entertaining.
Do they still make them?
Is your Altima standard?
My Altima is a standard, yeah. That's like, right. I've been driving a standard since I was 16 years old. The first car I bought was a standard. Didn't know how to drive it and just learned.
That's why he peels out all the time.
Yeah.
Because he can.
Exactly.
Hold that land. This guy driving in his Altima, just tearing up the highway. I'm going to come to you guys in a second and ask you what stands out about the CMAs. It can be something that you're like, wow, I can't believe that didn't happen. I can't believe that did happen. Something cool. So I'll come to you guys in a second about that. But first, I want to talk about Insomnia Coffee. It is now available in the United States. Not a lot of big coffee drinker, but it costs $17 for a 2-week supply. You can get it on Amazon, but it sells out so fast that you kind of got to be ready for it. It pops up, you got to buy it. The coffee is the strongest in the world. It packs 702 milligrams of caffeine in 12 ounces. Now, by comparison, that's at least 7 times stronger than your Starbucks coffee.
Wow.
It can keep you up for over 12 hours. So they recommend...
12 hours?
They recommend if you're going to drink it before lunchtime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you may be up staring at the ceiling like...
That's too much.
Is it though?
Yes.
We're a society that can't get enough caffeine.
Yeah, you're right.
You're overstimulated right there.
But there's no such thing for us. There's no such thing as overstimulation. In Western culture, want all the stimulation we can get on TV, in our ears, on our computers, in our coffee.
It's true.
We just want to be stimulated. No, oh, I do. I want to stimulate.
So you're going to get it?
I don't like coffee. If they made this and put it, I don't know, again, in mustard.
Hell yeah.
maybe I would do it.
Slurp that right up.
CMA's, the nominations came out. What about it to you? What's the one thing, Amy, when you look at it that stands out?
Oh, I wanted to see a female in the Entertainer of the Year category. At least one. I mean,
I don't think they should put either male or female into categories just because they're a male or female.
Well, I agree, but you're telling me no female's got enough votes to even make it in there?
I don't think this year there was a female. The only one I could see that was interchangeable was Miranda. But I don't think she had a big tour, and touring's a big part of it. She sold a bunch of records, but she kind of hid away. And Entertainer of the Year is the category where you're all-encompassing. It's the all-encompassing category. I don't agree.
Can Little Big Town be Entertainer of the Year?
They can.
Even though, because they're a group? Okay.
They can. That's why some people irritated Florida Georgia Line wasn't, because they're selling up stadiums.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
You're not wrong, but I don't think any category, male or female, should have to have a male or female.
I agree. I guess I'm just disappointed that there's not one that made it. You know,
if one should have made it, I think it should have been Carrie.
And I guess you made a good point that she did sort of, or you talked about it, about how she kind of took the rest of the year off.
Well, she announced her retirement. I feel like if she wouldn't have announced her retirement, she would have been in. Yep. But I think people went, oh, Carrie's giving it up for the year. We'll just write her off.
Yeah.
I think Carrie could have been easily in this category.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lunchbox, you?
What jumped out to me is Eric Church making that jump into Entertainer of the Year category. I thought that was pretty huge.
Yeah, and he should have.
I mean, I saw that concert and it was awesome.
He gets shafted a lot in this category, or any category, because he's not like the rest. He does things his own way. And award shows don't normally like people that do things their own way. So I was happy to see Eric Church in there too. Eddie?
I saw Song of the Year that Bitterman was up for, which means that Taylor, if it wins, Taylor could be at the CMAs.
Because she wrote it by herself.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of cool. Even though that is old Taylor and old Taylor's dead. May be back for the CMAs.
Well, she can't come. She's dead.
Oh.
She can't come to the awards right now.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
that's her first nomination in like a while in the country world.
Since she was a country artist.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Will
Taylor in all black and like spikes show up?
Or like zombie Taylor?
Did you hear our new song? I mean, it sounds like a Kanye West song.
I like it.
I mean, it sounds like if you listen to that Yeezus album, the production sound, I mean, it sounds just like a Kanye song. Do I have the clip of Taylor's new song? Okay, here you go. I mean,
what?
Oh, you haven't heard it?
Who produced that?
I love
it. DJ Khaled? Here goes another one.
I don't know. I think she may be trying a little too hard on that one.
That one seems a little over the top.
What? Yeah, y'all, Taylor Swift was all over the football this weekend.
That's how they released it. It was the Alabama Florida State game. Yeah. And they started playing. It wasn't that part. It was the hook part of it. For me, it's probably Low Cash being nominated. I just love it when people who just hang at it for years and years start to get recognition. So I like it that Low Cash was nominated. I'm not meaning to jump all over you, Aime, but I just...
No, I agree with your point. I don't think you should throw a female in just because. I was just like, dang it. There's not even one being represented. One didn't make it, so it's just a bummer. But maybe next time.
Okay, cool. Mr. Bobby Bones. By the way, who do we think Taylor's rapping about? Because they say she's rapping about an ex and her song Ready For It. Do we know who the ex is? He was a killer, first time that I saw him. Wonder how many girls he had left and left haunted. But if he's a ghost, then I can be a phantom. Holding him for ransom. Some boys are trying too hard. He don't try at all, though. Younger than my ex.
Not Tom Hiddleston.
maybe it is.
I don't think so.
Why?
Because of one thing she said in there particular that made me think it can't be him.
What? Did she say, he's not British? Because unless she says that, I think I could.
Did she date a One Directioner?
Yeah, but a long time ago.
That's who I thought it was when it's...
That Harry Styles one was like when she was like 12.
Yeah. So Calvin?
Maybe.
Harris, because there's something she implied that his that makes me think like this guy's like a like right when you see him, like he's super hot. I don't get that with Tom.
Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
What? You're in it? First time that
I
saw him. Wonder how many
girls he had loved and left haunted. I mean, I like how she tries to rhyme saw him and haunted.
Yeah. Like, it's a stretch.
She's not really Eminem. She's not really the word bender.
First time that I saw him, haunted.
That's pretty much it.
I mean, I like Taylor for trying new things.
Yeah.
But it's hard for me to believe this whole Taylor's angry. She's been so nice for so long. For example, what if I showed up tomorrow on a Harley wearing all black leather?
Yeah, we'd all be suspicious.
You'd all be like, what is this? Yeah.
No, we
That's
just...
not... No, you'd be like, you're a dork.
Yeah, something's up.
You're, this is not really you.
Yeah, but you would have an explanation for us.
Would I?
The old Bobby is dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad she's out, and she makes people buy music, and I like that too. And so, yeah, the rapping thing sounded weird for me, though. It was like when Justin Bieber started rapping. It was just weird.
Kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, like there are real rappers. Yeah. But I guess she's not as bad as I would think Taylor Swift would be.
I think she's good.
No, she's not good, but she's better than I would give her credit for.
Oh, okay.
Than I would think Taylor.
I like it.
Here is Irma. And the storm Irma, it's a hurricane, and it's expected to grow. Here is Bob Bright of the National Weather Service.
The storm is expected to grow in size, become a larger storm as it heads toward the U.S.
Man, don't hit us. Like, let's just turn around and go out to the ocean.
Yeah, don't hit nobody.
It is a Category 5 now. As of 45 minutes ago.
But what do they expect it to be when it hit? These things change as they go.
They do change. I mean, they were right. So it's grown from a 4 to 5 in the last hour. So 270 mile per hour wind. I mean,
wow.
It says, look, it's going towards Florida.
Our confidence is increasing that somewhere in the U.S. we'll see some impacts from the storm from Irma. And at this point, the highest confidence would be in Florida.
You know, I was watching a guy on the Weather Channel last night. I don't even watch the Weather Channel, but I was flipping over there because of like another hurricane. And his prediction was that it was going to turn and go away from the United States. But he's like, my prediction is just that. He's like, we're just guessing.
Yeah.
Because you can't really predict what's happening on the water with these storms. So we'll watch it and just hope to God that it does not hit anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say hit us, but hope to God that it doesn't hit even those islands out there. Can you imagine being on one of those islands and you get busted by a hurricane? Like Haiti had that happen to them. It shook them even now.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
Irma. Last year was Hurricane Matthew.
Well, I remember them talking about this year. They were like, this is going to be one of the worst hurricane seasons in the past 50 years.
Wow.
Oh, man. Panera Bread and fired an employee because she wrote some stuff on his receipt. Did you guys see this? Mm-hmm. I never understand the rationale of putting something, like, you're putting a receipt on the receipt. You're putting the receipt that you're an idiot and that you should be fired on their receipt. Because let's think about this. You have a customer that comes in. They get mad at you. This was in Georgia. A woman was visiting the Panera. She said, hey, can I get a substitution on my salad? While eating her meal, she started reading a note on the bottom of her receipt that said, stupid, beep.
What?
Here's a clip of the woman first recalling what happened.
I was floored. I see this statement on my receipt. And then immediately, I put my fork down, did not take another bite of my salad.
Okay, so if she doesn't see it, you wrote it on there, and you did not get your mission accomplished. Because you don't put it on there for nobody to see it. If she does see it, you're going to be turned in and you're going to get in trouble and fired. This is a no win.
Mm-hmm.
There's no benefit to write. Lunchbox, you think like people who would write this on a receipt. So why would you put it on this?
Well, this is easy.
Okay.
Because you have a game going with your coworkers that you can do it and get away with it. And eventually someone's going to get caught, but you think who can write the worst thing on a receipt and get away with it?
But it wasn't a game. She actually made the girl mad.
Well, I understand that. You hope the customer's not going to notice is what the point is.
When you were working in Jason's Deli.
Yeah.
Did you ever write anything on a receipt?
No, I didn't ever write anything on a receipt because I was a delivery driver. And so, I mean, the receipts got written up for me. They would write the order. I'd get the stuff and I would drive. I didn't really do any of that. Every once in a while, I'd be in the store to take a call. Thanks for calling Jason's Deli and the Colonnade. We cater and deliver. How can I help you?
And what would they say?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to place an order for delivery. Yeah, go ahead, man. And I'd write down their order. But whenever I went, when I usually didn't answer the phones, but every once in a while I did, felt like a champ.
Would you get tipped as a delivery driver?
Sometimes. And sometimes they didn't. Like, those losers, like, I'll tell you who the losers were. Like, they have, they're the pharmaceutical reps.
Okay, they're the losers.
They are the losers.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because they would order stuff to a hospital, and I'm talking trays and trays of food, gallons and gallons of iced tea, so you'd have to lug it all the way across the hospital. Then you'd have to go back and get buckets of ice. You'd take three or four trips, and they wouldn't tip you. Pharmaceutical reps, they are on the company card, and they wouldn't tip you. I mean, it would take me 30 minutes to walk back and forth across the hospital so many times, and then they don't even tip. I mean, I'm sweating. I'm carrying these buckets of ice. I'm working hard.
A little bit you're being hypocritical here.
Absolutely not.
Because I love tipping. It's my hobby, mm-hmm. you know? I like napping, Netflix, playing with my dog, and tipping. Oh. Those are my things.
Mm-hmm. They're good hobbies.
Lunchbox is always like, I don't tip unless there's a tip line, and only if they do. You know, you were getting paid full money. Like, you weren't depending on tips. Like, I would have tipped you because I've been like, hey, you're working hard. But for you to fight against tipping so much and then be paid a full hourly wage and be like, oh, I should get tipped. It's just a little against everything you stand for.
No. Delivery, I tip. If I order delivery to my house, I tip because you're doing something special. If I call to go, you're doing nothing special, just putting it in a bag. That's it. You're not doing
anything. And when you didn't get tipped, you felt robbed.
Oh, man, I wanted to egg someone or just...
That's your first thing, to egg someone.
Yes. Yeah? Very okay. Mature.
You want to watch Wonder Woman this weekend? First of all, two tickets, $30.
It's a lot.
It's too much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really? Golly, $30?
So two tickets, $30. I get back home and I look on iTunes, and you can buy it for $20
on
iTunes. Because the movie's been out for a bit. But I thought I'd like to go see Wonder Woman. And the movie was great. It was over 2 hours, which is long for me. But it was really good, but that's not the point. I sat in a dirty theater, and it cost me $30. And this family had taken their kids, right? And the whole time behind me, she's probably 8. She would not stop talking.
Mm. Oh, great.
And it's not like I can get into a fight with an 8-year-old.
Yeah, you can't.
Okay, I mean, I would win. It's one of the rare ones that I would win.
Probably shouldn't.
But the overall movie experience, it just reminded me how in 10 years, these theaters aren't going to be around anymore. You'll have the occasional one. Movie theaters are a thing of the past. Goodbye.
I hope you're wrong.
Because, no, the floor is sticky. You have to drive. I spent probably $34-35 on just getting there and tickets.
Okay, question though. Because like, if you're going on a date, I get that like renting a movie at home or buying a movie at home is like cool. And if that's where it's going, okay, fine. But like movies, that's a big date night type thing. Like, what in the world are people going to do for a date night anymore? Let me pick you up and bring you to my house for a movie.
Yes.
Like, no.
Do you think a lot of people are going to movies now on first dates? They're not. Like,
well,
that was more of an R thing.
Well, all right. Maybe not a first date, but just dates in general. That's something people do to get out of the house and go do something together.
Okay, it's not going to movies anymore.
So eventually we just never leave the house.
It's going to go the way of the drive-in movie. The same thing.
Yeah.
You don't like the fact that you get away and there's no distractions. Like, it's
there's all distractions. There's phones going off. There's people. There's 8-year-olds talking behind me. There's money I'm wasting.
Yeah.
So I could have sat at home and not...
There's germs making Bobby
disgusting.
Tingle.
See, you guys worry about the weird stuff.
No, I mean, I like the movie theater, but I get what Bobby's saying.
There are new shoes coming out from Adidas. They're the Oktoberfest shoes, and they're being made specifically for beer festivals and parties. They come with coating that will repel puke, beer, rain, and snow. They cost $240.
Oh, come on.
Don't they have a bottle opener on them, too?
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
I don't know.
We should invent that.
Oh, my sandals have a bottle opener on them.
The top ways that married people get back at each other after a fight. You three are married.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'm not. So.
Okay,
I know.
Number one, the silent treatment.
That was mine. Yeah.
Oh, you're proud of it, too.
Yeah, you want to do that? see if I talk to you.
That's what you do? You give them silent treatment?
Is that the first one we have to go to?
That's the first thing that came to my head. I'm not saying I'd do it.
Yes, you are. Yes, you do. That's your main thing, though, huh?
I mean, I think I probably, because I feel like they're going to miss, like, talking to me. I think like anybody in my life.
Okay. What do you
Bobby,
think?
Bobby, do you miss talking to me?
No. I mean, I'm good.
Have we ever given each other the silent treatment? Bet we have.
Yeah, of course we have.
Oh, boy.
See? We do it.
I mean, we've gotten to fights before, and it's just like, ugh. It's rare. About twice a year we have big blow-ups.
Yeah.
But, Eddie, what would you say is the way that you and your wife get back at each other after a fight?
Mine's really bad.
What is it?
I get in my car and drive off.
Oh, no. I know. It's so bad.
And in my mind, I'm like, I hope she thinks I'm never coming back.
No. Oh, that'll take you right to therapy.
And it's bad. Oh.
Yeah. So bad. You'll just walk out of fight. Hop in the car. After 14 years of marriage,
yes.
No.
Hop in the car and just drive
yes.
away.
Yes. And no. then, yes. And I know she's just like, what do I do? What do I do? Do I call the police? Is he coming back? Do I give him an hour?
So you like for there just to be a flicker in her head of he may never come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
How bad is
where
that?
Where do you go?
Home
Around
Depot.
The corner.
Lowe's. The grocery store.
The gas agent.
Love it. That's a good one.
If my husband does that, it's on.
Oh, man.
Lunchbox. The top way that you get back at your...
Oh, I go low blow. I bring up stuff from the past. I bring up the old stuff, even though you're supposed to have forgiven them for that or whatever. Well, you remember when you did this and I throw that in her face? I'm like, man. Or something I've been holding on to, but like, well, you never say anything. They're like, yeah, well, I wanted to bring it up at a good time.
Do you save it? In your mind,
mark them down.
Is there a file cabinet of go-tos if you get into a fight?
Yes. You have to have that. You have to have arsenal ready. You have to have artillery ready to go. Boom, boom, boom. Fire shots.
Whoa, okay. Wow. Bobby, what do you do?
Oh, I just shut down.
Treat.
Silent.
It's not even silent treatment. I just shut down. It's like you turn me off. I don't do it on purpose. I do nothing. I just don't have to. I don't like fights. I don't like drama. It's not even to get back. It's just I don't like it. So I just shoop.
That's powerful, though.
It's like getting my turtle shell.
Yeah. And no one likes you in your turtle shell, so
I'm not angry at my turtle shell. I don't have, spikes on it.
Yeah, because sometimes it's like you were like, knock, knock, knock. Are you in there? Are you in there?
I'm gone. Mm-hmm.
How do you get out of your shell, though? Like, what brings you back out of the shell, back into the relationship? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you guys get...
Time.
Wow.
So she just sits there and watches your shell?
Probably.
Like, I'm wondering, like, when she's sitting there, what does she do? Does she, okay, well, if you're going to be in your shell, I'm going to go, or...
Yeah, I kind of just need time.
Dang.
I want to be a fly on the wall for a Bobby fight.
There's no fights. That's the problem.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Lindsay and I got into it a bit, not in a bad way, but I don't fight. I'm just like, you know what? I'm not here, I don't like it, so turn off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible, terrible way to do it. But it's not silent treatment. I don't do silent treatment. But I just shut down. Got no emotion. I'm telling you, my dog has completely messed up any sort of feeling. Because I've shut down the ability to be sad completely. So you can't numb certain emotions and still have others. It's either you numb them all or your senses are all good. And I think I'm in full, mode of like, I just don't, my dog is 14. I've talked about this a bit. I don't want to go back into it a whole lot. He's 14. He's terminally ill. And I am trying so hard not to be sad about it all the time that it shuts down all the other range of emotions that I have too. Like it's all, so I'm nothing. I'm pretty much right now in my turtle shell.
So
say whatever you want, all the same. Good or bad, all the same.
Well, now I think it's good you've recognized that, but is there a plan to bring back emotion so that you deal with this properly?
Nah.
No, that shell protects him, Amy.
No, yeah. But I mean, if he's aware of it, he can be more proactive.
I'm aware of it.
Just because... Oh, okay.
Why?
Well, I mean...
I know about it.
I know you do, but I mean, I think you should...
My girlfriend
told me... Since you're aware, you need to deal with it in a healthy manner.
I need to go to a therapist straight up yesterday.
Really?
She was like, I have a list of people. And I was like,
oh, wow, she's ready for that. Here you go.
I have a session today. You can take mine.
She was like, you need to go... Because I haven't been in a while. Because I've been perfectly sane and functional.
Yeah.
She hit me yesterday with, I've come up with a list of people that you should go see.
And?
I was like, I have to go.
But I mean, the other day, I mean, not too long ago, I don't know, time flies. You
could have
said a while
it.
Ago, you said that you think you need to start going back.
And I would, and I thought
and
I did.
And that was before your dog got sick.
I know, but now that I need it, I don't want it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that makes sense.
I like to do it on my own free will.
You're a pretty rational person, except for right at this moment.
Who's rational?
Bobby is. He can be. He can be very, he's.
Oh, I'm full of ration. I mean, no one's got more ration than me. I think completely.
Lunchbox, who's rational?
Yeah, I'm the most rational person I know. I have no emotion. Nothing's based on emotion.
I don't know.
So Karen's on the phone in Biloxi, Mississippi. Hey, Karen.
Hey.
We were talking about getting in fights a minute ago and what happens when you get into a fight. Like, what do you do? What does your husband do?
Okay, so I probably have to be the luckiest wife in the world because when my husband gets really mad at me or just mad in general, he starts to angry clean. So he doesn't, like, run away or anything. He starts cleaning stuff in the house, whether it's, like, the dishes or the laundry or putting stuff away or whatever, just a mess. So he just starts throwing stuff around, but he'll put and clean everything.
That's amazing.
The madder he gets, the more he cleans.
Yes, and the more slamming, and he always mumbles under his breath when he's doing it, but the house will be spotless when he's done, and then he ain't mad anymore.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I need that.
That would be like being in a relationship with someone, and the madder they got, the more they wanted to give you a massage.
Right.
It's like, I'm so angry, lay down, I'm going to give you a deep tissue back massage. Okay. Hey, thank you for the call, Karen. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Karen's like intentionally trying to make her husband mad all the time. Well, the house is a wreck. I better make him mad.
What do you think the most common how-to questions are that we Google? Because I answered mine before I saw the list, and mine was actually number one. So I think mine's pretty common.
Okay.
Like, if you're looking something up on Google, like, what do you look up, you think?
This is the one I always do, how to boil an egg, or boil an egg.
I feel like a lot of people don't know how to change a tire, so how to change a tire.
Ooh, cooking times.
Mine is how to fix a toilet. It's number one.
No way.
There are just a lot of things
jiggle
about...
the handle.
Yeah. Jiggle the handles to get it to stop running. We had to do that all the time growing up. In Arkansas?
Yes.
I lived in a jiggle the handle house where if you heard zzz, you had to go jiggle the handle to get it to stop.
Okay.
But yeah, like I don't know how to fix the toilet a lot of times. A lot of little parts inside mm-hmm. of that. Number one is how to fix a toilet. Number two is how to make scrambled eggs.
Mm. Oh.
Number three is how to kiss.
What? People Google that?
Probably kids. To guess.
People Google that. That's funny.
Number four is how to love.
Oh,
dang!
Go ahead, take your shot.
No,
take
I would not shot. Take a shot.
I know.
Do it, Amy.
What?
You know you want to take that shot.
I would not.
Okay,
that's sad.
I'm fine. I'll do it. Bones, have you ever Googled that?
Yeah. I mean,
Bobby.
How to change your name.
What? Wow, why?
Because you get married.
or you want to disappear.
Dang. Where your minds go.
Dang.
Amy's running from the law. Lunch is getting married.
That's weird. Yeah, I was thinking,
Do a lot of people change their name that like they don't like their name their parents gave them?
I don't think a lot of people do.
Because that is interesting. I never even thought about that.
But you can.
You can just go change your name to whatever you want.
Yeah, as long as it's not something that's obscene.
Yeah, remember Ocho Cinco, Chad?
That's right.
He did do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Ron
crazy.
Ron Artest.
Oh, like, yeah, Meta World Peace.
Yeah. So,
see?
Dude, look at those guys.
Yeah.
Like, you could go be Mr. Wonderful. Mr. Wonderful Jimmy John. You can be whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. That is so weird that you can just change your name to anything you want.
How much to get you to change your name? To Pumpkin Spice Billy. How much do I have to pay you to change your name to Pumpkin Spice Billy?
Oh, man. You got to pay me some money.
How much?
10 large.
That's
large.
$10,000.
I give you 10 small. I give you 10 medium. Hey, let's run around the room real quick because it was the first weekend of college football. How did everybody's team do? Amy? Texas A&M?
We won.
Oh, you don't know.
I don't. I know that UT lost. That was a rough one because my husband's a Longhorn fan, and my dad went to the game. Everyone in my family was basically depressed. But I don't know how Texas A&M did.
They lost.
Oh, shoot.
In a bad way.
Sort of like
bad
UT.
Bad way.
It was not good for them. Yeah. Like, I turned my TV off because I was like, okay, game over. SEC. And then I turned it back on after I watched episode of Ozark. And it was crazy. Not good.
Amy, you want to know what happened? They were up like 44-10. They lost 45-44.
Oh, my gosh.
But you're an Aggie.
Yeah. But I mean, I am, but I honestly, I didn't, besides a little bit of College game day on Saturday morning, like right when my husband woke up, I didn't do any football. Other than, I mean, I threw the ball around myself.
Oh, did you? Really?
Yeah, in the backyard.
You tossed the old pigskin around?
And my arm is sore, let me tell you what. But yeah. Other than that, I didn't pay attention to any football. And the only reason why I know UT lost was because that's all my husband cares about.
Lunchbox?
UTSA was supposed to play the University of Houston. It was postponed due to Hurricane Harvey.
Mm. Arkansas won, but they beat Florida A&M, which they were supposed to beat Florida A&M. It was a nice little warm-up game. So I watched on Thursday.
Yeah, it was early.
How
they
were early in the week. How does someone go and beat a team when they're up by 45 points?
Oh, you're talking about the comeback? Yeah. That's how I felt, too. Yeah, yeah.
How what? Does that happen?
Did
it's
they
crazy.
Put in third string because they were ahead?
I don't know. I don't know what Sumlin's game plan was or how it came back.
Is that the coach?
Yeah. Yes.
That's your coach.
Ray, did your team win? Michigan win?
Yeah, Michigan State, Sparty, they killed Bowling Green.
Oh, I never know which team you are. You always change.
Michigan State.
Michigan State.
I bleed green.
Okay. No, you don't. You don't bleed any.
I thought you were blue.
He's such a fair weather fan.
I thought you were Texas
I've
State.
Never been Michigan.
I stayed up last Michigan. Night and watched Tennessee come back and win.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a crazy.
That was a late one, man.
That was a late. But the game, again, it was a great weekend of college football. And now.
Can't wait for Thursday. It's going to be awesome.
What, for NFL?
Yeah.
Tom Brady's back on Thursday.
Mm. It's all football all the time for you.
It's great. I love this time of year.
Yeah.
Okay.
The sales numbers say we're bored with pumpkin spice. We're moving to maple. How do you feel about that?
Ooh, I love maple.
Maple's good.
Are we over pumpkin spice? A research company says it's flattened out, and people seem to be moving on to maple. Everybody good with that?
Yeah, because I don't like pumpkin.
I can do either one, but yeah.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
Nope.
Not even for Thanksgiving?
Not even Thanksgiving. Give us that pecan pie.
I mean, you can have another pie. Just actually like pumpkin.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't like pumpkin.
You can pick whatever you want.
I mean, you can have any pies, all the pies.
Apple pie.
Cherry pie is good, too.
As many pies as you want. Just ask if you like pumpkin.
Boston cream pie.
Chocolate pie.
Pot pie.
I completely binge-watched Ozark over the weekend. Started on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. At first, I was so underwhelmed. Because Amy had built it up so much.
Really?
Don't go into it with any hype. Just watch it and you'll really enjoy it. It took me about 3.5 episodes.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm into it now. But Amy was like, they're great. It's Breaking Bad again.
It is so good. You just said you'll really like it.
Yeah, but it sucks. But watch it.
Okay, so that's the delivery. And it definitely wasn't one episode and I was hooked. It definitely took me second or third to where I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But I can't wait for season two. I think it's awesome, and I stand by that.
But you need to say that. Like, it takes a few episodes to get into.
Okay. That's with everything,
oh, boy.
Right?
Not everything.
No, not everything. So I watched that. Mike D watched Narcos season 3.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's good, yeah.
You done?
I'm finished.
Oh.
Wow.
That was fast.
Dang.
You guys are so quick.
No, I'm only on episode 3. But I started.
Yeah.
And it's different without Pablo Escobar, but the storyline, it still totally works.
Yeah, I guess it was kind of like when Homeland changed. It was like, oh, different people, but it still kind of works.
Are you still on Homeland?
I haven't seen Homeland since like 73.
Me either.
And I gave up on House of Cards too. I haven't even finished
Dude,
that.
When the world got crazier than House of Cards, wow. I was like, this is nothing.
I know. Yeah,
yeah. The show was like, well,
it
this
used
boring.
To shock me.
House of Cards used to be like, we're going to be crazy and make everybody go, what if the government?
Now I'm like, remember when that happened last week?
Now we're like, I wish it were this like this. These are the good old days. I didn't even turn on House of Cards.
I know.
Because it just doesn't seem crazy to me anymore. The only thing crazy about it is he talks right to the camera. That's it.
That's the only difference.
Yes. There's a Lunchbox and his wife. We talk about dumb fights.
Oh, boy.
They got into a fight over Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I went to dinner with Wells Fargo. No, not Wells Fargo.
Wells Adam. He's a bartender now.
Wells Fargo.
Yeah. Again,
that's not a person.
Sorry.
Wells
Adams. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know him from The Bachelor because I've never seen an episode. I haven't seen an episode in years. But we went to dinner. He's a nice guy. I don't know.
And good dude?
Yeah, he doesn't listen to this show, and I don't watch that show. So it made for some normalcy.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we just talked about life.
But yeah, it was good. And he's in the show, right?
Yeah, he's now the bartender. Jorge started a tourist company, so Wells took over the bartending. And
who's Jorge?
Jorge was the bartender.
Okay.
He was featured on the show. But last night we're watching it, and my wife and I got in a fight because Dean is this dude. He's kind of dating two girls in Paradise, and he's like, man, I have feelings for both of them. And he tells them, he's like, look, I just need you to be patient. I'm trying to figure out my feelings. And my wife is getting so mad, saying, oh my gosh, how dare he? And I was like, he's being upfront and honest. We got in an argument about if Dean's a slime ball or not. And I thought he was up. It's sort of like in real life, you're dating two girls, you're not committed. And he told him, look, I have feelings for both of you. I'm just trying to figure out which one I see a future with. And I ended up going upstairs because we argued too much.
Oh, it was that kind of a fight.
Oh, yeah. Like, we pressed pause, and I was like, I do not understand how you think he is doing something wrong.
Did you guys ever have this fight in your relationship ever? Were you ever with multiple girls and she made you? Because wonder if this like goes back to a wound. No.
Yeah, because this seems like to date a lot.
A lot.
Oh, he's a baller.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
He says
big pimpin', spending cheese. Big pimpin' up in NYC.
I mean,
what
believe are you doing? It or not.
I'm singing Big Pimpin'.
I used to go out with Lunchbox a bit back in my days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was he Big Pimpin', like he says?
He was a gross pimpin'.
I don't know where they came from, but the girls
did. You mean like not very choosy?
Oh, he wasn't choosy at all. He wasn't choosy at all. Like, I'm talking about if they had a tongue in a mouth, his tongue was in it.
Oh, my God.
And, and sometimes three and four at the same bar, and I'll be like, dude, this is too much for me.
And were Dang, these girls dude. Into him, or were they microphone chasers?
They're microphone chasers.
They're mic chasers big time.
Hey, I don't care what they were chasing. They got it. I'll tell you that.
The next day, they'd be listening to the radio. Please say my name. Please say my name. Please say my name.
They can say whatever they want, but they know they got some. Let me tell you. Oh, they left satisfied.
All right. I'll go back and I'll be just somewhere in Austin. And some girl will be like, oh, yeah. And they'll be like, I used to listen to the show all the time. I'm like, yeah. Like, yeah. I hooked up with Lunchbox once back in like 2004. Oh,
like major regret.
Yes. They're like, what was I thinking? Oh. And they got like three kids with them. And two of them look like them, but one looks like Lunchbox.
Oh, no.
No, Bobby.
There you go.
Right. Nah, there's no little lunchies running around that. No, there's none of that.
See that you
they're
know. Like,
no, because they know how to get a hold of me. You know, most dads, they go into hiding. I'm out in the public. They'd be able to find me. But
yeah,
man, those ladies, they love me. Boy, no, that was great when you
How'd the fight end up with you two?
I just went upstairs. She stayed downstairs. She finished the episode, and I watched something else. I watched some football, and then went to bed. So we'll be good today, but all because of Dean.
Yeah. We have a couple guests in the studio. DJ Williams, who played for the University of Arkansas and then went and played in the NFL for a bit, is sitting in the studio with us. How you doing, DJ? You good?
I'm doing good.
Hey, come up to the microphone for a second. So DJ did the transition of being a pro ball player to now. Are you a news? I mean, I see you on the news, but what do they call you?
My title is anchor.
Because you're an anchor.
Yeah.
But you're like,
I'm more of like...
Here, get on this microphone over here.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're more like a what?
I'm kind of like the poor man's Michael Strahan in Arkansas.
That's actually...
Is that pretty accurate?
That is. Because it's not like you're the anchor, mm-hmm. but you're like the friendly guy.
Yeah. And not because like I'm, you know, black and light skinned like Michael, but you know, we have a good... You know, we like just to liven up the show a little bit.
So, do you watch... You watched college football this weekend?
A little bit.
Did you watch the Arkansas game?
I watched the Arkansas game.
Yeah, and what'd you think?
We got TCU coming up.
Yep.
I'm a little bit nervous. Sorry for hitting your headphones. But no, I'm excited about Razorback football. I know you are a big Razorback fan here in the studio. But besides that, some good football going on. I came here to visit my friend. He's a big Tennessee fan. His name's Daniel. Lives here in Nashville. And yeah, that game was nuts. Nuts.
I was seriously considering running for governor of Arkansas for a bit.
I was hoping you were.
It just didn't work out
yeah.
This time. When you guys are in the newsroom, because I know you guys did a story on it.
Of course we did.
How serious was the newsroom talk about it?
Oh, it's big time. And then my boss wanted me to run against you just for publicity for our TV show. But you know, and so I think there's actually a game plan coming up. I think I'll be of age when I can run the next running thing. And hopefully we can get that started up. And at first, you know, it was just for fun. And with things the way they're working out nowadays, we're like, wow, what if I actually – you know, win that bad boy. You know, then it gets real. So
yeah,
if that does happen,
real.
I want you to be my lieutenant governor.
When that does not good? Happen. We would only run if you were my lieutenant governor.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
We can flip a coin for it. Where did you play pro ball?
I started in Green Bay. And then I had a stint in Jacksonville where we didn't win one single game when I was there. Then I went to New England, played with Tom Brady.
What up?
There we go.
Like, Amy knows anything about Tom Brady.
She's just, what up?
What up?
And, like, my best experience in New England, I'm sitting there after one of the practices, and then Giselle walks in and smoke show. I mean, I've seen her, like, on the magazines and stuff, and I'm just like, how does Tom, like, walk around knowing, like, he has the hottest? I mean, she's in the locker room after the games. It's unbelievable. So then after that, I went in Tampa. I was only there for 1 week, and I got cut. They paid me like $50,000 for that week.
For one week.
So
dang, that's the kind of job we need.
So, I need to get cut. Week.
Pretty solid.
Well, glad you could come hang out in the studio.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. Have a great show.
Good to see you.
My mom loves you, too.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to your mom. What's your mom's name?
And Miss Vicky.
Miss Vicky, shout out. I appreciate it. Tom Brady and Miss Vicky. The two
shout out.
Two getting the shout out right now. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So you see Taylor Swift is trademarking words from her song or lyrics. Like, she now owns Look What You Made Me Do, and the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now.
I didn't know that she owned those words. So I can't say them? Or what?
No, but I mean, I guess
it's like happy birthday, I get charged.
I don't know. I was going to ask you. Like, I don't know.
Well, what it is, it's merchandise.
So, like, if you want a shirt that says, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now, well, you better make sure it's one of her shirts.
Yeah, she's trademarking it. For example, we bought the trademark to Texas Forever from another company that had it. And so we have this Texas Forever trademark, but there are a lot of other places that are using it too. So we have it. And if we wanted to go crack down, we could. But we're like, man, if people are using it for good, we're going to let them keep using it. But if we find out they're not.
Yeah.
If we find out they're not.
Better watch out.
We're sending the hounds. But yeah, like, I had to go pay money for it. But that means no one else can use it on clothing. But we bought, like, the bag trademarks, the handkerchief trademarks for dogs, the cup trademark. But that's what she did with those words.
Yeah, so don't put the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now on a cup.
That's a lot of words on a cup. I don't think it makes it. All right, what else you got?
Okay, Bobby, this made me think of you. These are non-masculine behaviors in men. That
Why
women...
would that make you think
wow,
of me?
Wow, that was rude.
Because you do rude. Some of these.
But
Whoa.
It's true.
Go ahead.
Because when I read them to you, you'll be like, oh, I do that. These are non-masculine behaviors that women find attractive in men.
But you didn't say find attractive until right now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, one of the things that's on the list is women actually prefer their men to sit down to pee.
What? I don't sit down to pee for other reasons than I have a medical issue.
Like my Dang.
Women still find it attractive.
Wow.
That took a turn.
Women like men who can dance, which you can dance.
I haven't danced in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, they like men who can bake. Do you
No,
bake?
I don't.
Oh, and women are 50% more likely to trust a man who can cry.
No. I mean, I'm none of those.
Yeah.
First of all, she made fun of me, and then I didn't match any of the ones she
made
fun of me
for. Well, the main one, that's why I led with sit down to pee, because you said you do that.
Yeah, because something wrong with my prostate, and it doesn't all come out, and then it gets in my underwear. Mm. So I have to sit down. Thanks. I don't think many girls find that attractive if I tell them that story.
Sorry.
Baby, let me tell you a story. You ready to get turned on? Right? Like... All right, what else you got?
Well, the average American dad is getting older. Now he's about 30.9 years old. And like 40 years ago, the average dad was 26 or 27 years old.
Yeah, but like our grandparents got married at like age 11. Like back in the day, it was like second grade marriage.
I think way back then, the average dad, was like 16.
So, I mean, but Lunchbox, you're not a dad yet.
I'm not a dad yet.
How old are you? 35?
36.
36? I'm 37. I'm not a dad. Ray, 32, not a dad. Eddie, you're the dad. What are you,
15? 38, and I'm the dad.
Yeah, you got like a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
And what else?
If you are a parent, your top concern right now is that your kid is getting bullied. Like, that is the number one concern. That's over car accidents for their kids. That's over school violence, depression, and even drug abuse.
Is that yours, Eddie, with your kids?
Yeah, they're not. I don't think they're getting bullied now because we've made it very clear to them that as soon as they do, they let us know. So we haven't heard anything. But yes, that's a concern. Huge
don't
concern.
You feel like your youngest, though, is probably the bully?
Bully, yes.
Yeah.
That's my worry with him. And then with the older one, I worry that he gets bullied. Yes.
Does your younger one, who's 5 years younger, by the way, does he ever bully the older one?
Every day.
Oh, wow.
Maybe 4 or 5 times a day. Yep.
Does the bigger one ever just punch him?
Not yet. He's going to lose it one day, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right now, he's just stop. Just stop. He's patient.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Thanks for reminding me of my prostate issue.
Oh, boy.
Sorry about that.
Here's things a woman finds hot. And I wasn't in one of them. Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Man, this story is messed up. A 28-year-old North Carolina man is facing a murder charge after stabbing his wife in bed, but claims he doesn't remember carrying out the crime, did it in his sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Called 911 and was like, I think I did it.
That's scary.
He's like, I'm calling now to tell you, and I think I did it, and I don't remember it. Crazy, right?
Yes.
Because you would think if he did it and was just angry, like your first defense isn't, let me just call and say cold medicine. You probably just run.
So you buy it?
I don't not buy it, but I don't. I need to hear more about it. I need to hear what kind of medicine it is. Like, I need more details.
Yeah, it's one of the side effects. You might murder your spouse in your sleep and not remember.
Bad.
Do you buy it?
No, I don't buy it at all.
I don't buy it
at all.
No, I don't.
You won't even listen to what the medication.
No, No.
I can remember being on sleeping pills, and I haven't taken sleeping pills in over probably a year now. And they messed me up so bad, I don't remember full days.
Really?
I remember driving home from work one day and putting the gas pump in my car and driving off. And I got home and I was like, what in the world is doing here?
Wow, that's crazy.
I don't remember any of it. I don't remember the whole day.
It's not good.
So that's how I know it's not
it's
good.
Dangerous.
I got off of them. But that. I've
so because
just
of that,
seen
you're feeling.
All I'm saying is I need to know what this medication did.
Yeah.
But even if it did it, that doesn't mean he's not. He didn't.
That's true. He still did it. If he did it, he did it. Yeah. Man.
That's really, really scary.
Yeah. So what do we learn?
Don't take sleeping pills.
Oh, I was going to say, you never know who you're sleeping next to.
There's no right or wrong answer. I just want to know what you guys learned. That story, though, is completely creepy, right?
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
If you missed the show today, go back and listen if you can. John Party came by, played in the studio. We had some fun. Amy kind of gushed over him a bit. It's fun. So John Party was here today. Tomorrow, the Cadillac 3 and Thomas Rhett will both be on the show. Tomorrow, as we start 3 days of Thomas Rhett. Man, just glad you were here. Hope your Tuesday's awesome. Remember, every time you think, man, back at work today, it's Monday. Oh, but it is not. It's actually Tuesday.
What up?
And that should put a pep in your step. All right, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Thank you, guys.